Nadine's family represents in every way so beautifully the American dream. And to think that there's this huge misunderstanding at best, and, you know, just really, really ugly hatred at worst, is just, it feels like it's a misunderstanding that really needs some clearing up. And Nadine has done a gorgeous job of doing that.
And Julie, as you did RBG, your thoughts today on what is the probable confirmation vote for Supreme Court nominee Amy Coney Barrett? We have 15 seconds.
Well, you know, it looks like it's happening. If there were ever a time that we needed a voice of dissent, what Justice Ginsburg so beautifully provided, it's now. I think, you know, with the threat of rights being peeled back, I think many of us are concerned.
We have to leave it there. Thank you so much, Julie Cohen and Nadine Nettor.
Morning. It's 8 a.m. This is KBOO Portland. It's Monday. It's time for more talk radio with your hosts, Celeste Carey and Cecil Prescott. Keep it locked right here at your Community Connection. Stay tuned.
Good morning, good morning, good morning.
Well, I thought you were trying to speak over Aretha.
You thought I was trying to do what?
Speak over Aretha.
Well, I didn't realize she was coming on. I was thinking it was going to be a regular, you know, instrumental music this time. And so, you know, I figured, okay, I could talk over instrumental. I didn't know it was Queen Mother, because, you know, I would not dare blaspheme.
Oh, get it right.
Yeah, I know. I got to get that right. Yeah. Can't be having those kind of faux pas so early in the week and in the midst of all kinds of other craziness. No.
No.
My mama taught me better than that. And I dare say I don't want the Queen Mother coming back to dispense any wisdom either.
Today is Monday, and today is the 26th of October in the year 2020, and you're listening to More Talk Radio. How are you today, Celeste?
You know, all things considered, pretty good, pretty good. Doing a little bit of check out of the news this morning, and just, you know, trying to figure out, okay, how do I structure the day so that I can get the most out of whatever functioning brain cells I have? And I don't know about everybody else. And the election and all this other madness going on has taken its toll, and I'm tired. I was thinking to myself, you know, I didn't get to do anything for my birthday for various reasons, and how did I want to try to celebrate being here for a while? And I thought, well, maybe I'll go out of town. Go where? In the midst of this spike. Well, maybe I'll have some friends over. Not recommended in the midst of this spike. As a matter of fact, they're saying small groups seem to be what's spurring the spike itself. And then I thought, well, maybe I'll just keep it simple and go out for a good meal. We're coming into the Portland rainy season, and so that means outdoor dining is not at its optimum. Not sure about that. So I was thinking to myself, well, there doesn't seem to be anything that one can do, you know, for a respite or a getaway or a refreshing. How is everybody dealing with this nonsense? Because I ain't gonna lie, I'm thinking this is too much. This is too much. There's got to be some way that we can recapture some semblance of I don't want to say normalcy, but I will say like maybe order or something like that. And it occurred to me, maybe this is what we're dealing with for a good long while, and we should figure out some strategies. So okay. I figured, okay, let's see how we can work with this. And I thought, well, I can think of a couple of things I could do, and those are part of our topics today. You brought up the wonderful suggestion of what can people do to kind of dial back on the hysteria of concern that Trump might be reelected. And then I was thinking, what can people do to dial back on the hysteria of what's going on in the news, or as some people call it, doom scrolling? You know, when you're checking your news feeds every few moments, your Twitter feeds, your Twitch and other social media accounts, to make sure that the world didn't end and you didn't miss it. You know, it's a kind of a negative FOMO, fear of missing out. You know, negative in the sense of, did they sound some kind of alarm? Did I miss it? Is the bomb coming? You know, did the aliens land? What happened, and did I miss it? Because I want to make sure I can get to my bunker in time. And, yeah, I'm sounding a bit cavalier because, well, we need it. You know, there's only so much seriousness the human system can take. And so, go ahead.
No, certainly those are the case. And as you mentioned, there seems to be so much concern at this time of the year, and so much anxiety, not only related to all those things that you have mentioned. It's just people are nervous and excited and are worrying, and what do we do? So part of the thing I would like to suggest for today is for people to see how they might be able to take a breath. You know, already 58 million people have voted already, and the election day is still a week from tomorrow. So people are anxious and worried, and how do we catch our breath as we still have one more full week to go before the election day proper, and then probably more days or week after that before we can know definitively the results of the national election. Now, certainly there are things happening in state and local jurisdictions that are also of concerns, and we might mention some of those, but how do we take care of ourselves? The stakes seem so high, and you cannot get away from these elections, electioneering, election campaigns, commercials, things that you receive in the mail if you haven't cast your ballot yet, and all of this in the midst of a pandemic, how do we take care of ourselves? So we'll share some of those things today, and also solicit your opinions and your thoughts in a little while. So be prepared to share your wisdom with us by giving us a call, 503-231-8187. And I'll try to take a breath, Celessa.
Yeah. In addition to that, as I've mentioned before, I do a lot of media surfing to find out what's going on, different perspectives. I go to a lot of conservative sites, you know, visit some libertarian sites, you know, just different sites of information to find out what's going on. And one of my sites that I enjoy checking out is the Damage Report. I don't know if anybody else is familiar with them. So I also found something kind of interesting in terms of ratcheting down the amount of anxiety hypervigilance. Yeah, hypervigilance that has been going with this particular season that we're in. And one of the sites that was mentioned, or one of the activities I would say that was mentioned, is challenging lies that you find on the web in your media platforms. So that would be like, you know, Twitter and Instagram and all this other stuff. And there's a movement that they mentioned and a website that they mentioned that I found interesting. And it's called the Pro-Truth Pledge. And so I thought, oh my goodness, I need to tell my listeners about this, because so many times we're dealing with misinformation, you know, which is human beings getting it wrong, not necessarily deliberately, and disinformation with a D, when they are very intentionally giving us wrong information to keep us panicked and anxious and distracted and wrong. And how can we address this? So I thought, oh yeah, I have to check this out. So the site is www.protruthpledge.org, and it's spelled PROTRUTHPLEDGE, is one word, protruthpledge.org. And it has this banner on the front when you go to that website. And it says, frustrated by misinformation and incivility in public discourse, take the pro-truth pledge to encourage politicians and everyone else to commit to truth-oriented behaviors and protect facts and civility. There are, looks like, almost 12,000 signatures on it, including over 250 organizations, over 1,000 government officials, over 1,100 public figures have taken the pledge so far. And I also saw a little bit of information on it on The Guardian. It can be seen in media platforms such as The Guardian, HuffPost, Correspondent, Salon, Columbus Dispatch, others. And the pledge is your earnest efforts to share truth and honor truth and encourage truth and take that pledge. And there's some other steps under that, like fact-check the information to confirm it's true before you accept it or publicly share it or comment on it, and then share the whole truth, even if you don't like some aspects of it, or you know you don't care about that particular issue. You know, still share the whole truth, and cite your sources so everyone can verify and share, and then clarify, distinguish between your opinion and the facts. And we're talking about just the facts, not those alternative things, those masqueraders, those imposters. So anyway, I thought we'd share that as also a means for kind of ratcheting down the fever and fervor over the election and COVID and, you know, just some of the other issues that we're dealing with as we try to grapple with this new state of being.
Well, that's an excellent, excellent pledge and a commitment that all people, regardless of their political leanings or concerns, can come together around. At one point, you know, there was an acknowledgement, and maybe this is a philosophical debate about truth. You know, there was an agreement that there are some things that are true and some things that are merely opinion. And I'm reminded of that old TV show where the police investigator would come and investigate a crime and solicit information from people, and Joe Friday would say, just the facts, ma'am?
Yeah, Dragnet.
Dragnet. So that's a thing that we can commit ourselves regardless of our political leanings. I also did some reading and research, and I'm not as aware of some of the great sources you find, Celeste, and I tend to be more of a traditionalist. So I came across something from the Atlantic Monthly. You know, they've been around for, I don't know, 150 years or so, and interestingly enough, they've only this year they really endorsed political candidates. The first candidate for president they endorsed was in 1860, and that was Abraham Lincoln. And then they did not endorse another political candidate until 1964, when they endorsed Lyndon Johnson over Barry Goldwater. And 4 years ago, they supported Hillary Clinton over Donald Trump. And this year, they decided to endorse Mr. Biden.
As if there was another choice.
Yeah.
You'd have to be in an alternative universe to do otherwise.
Right. But one thing I gleaned from the magazine is an article by Carolyn Mims Nice, NYCE, where she does some reflections about what do we do in these times as we wait for the 2020 election countdowns. And, you know, she suggests that we adjust our expectations. We may not know who the president is on election night, she notes, and spend time studying things that will help break down the elections for you as we wait the outcome. And somewhat related to what you said before about pledge to the truth, she suggests if you're concerned about election integrity, and we all should be, she said, consider taking action, and talks about Citizens Guide to Defending Democracy, and there are many organizations and that people can join both locally and throughout the nations in which we can defend the right to democracy. Some of those who are in states where they are voting by mail. Some of us are maybe not shocked or worried, but concerned when we see the lines and lines of people who are waiting for hours and hours to vote. And so this is maybe seen as another attempt of voter suppression by discouraging people from getting on lines to vote. And so there are many things you can do to defend democracy and defend rights to vote by joining organizations and that challenge things like that. So you can go to a site like howto.vote to see the list of rules in all 50 states in Spanish and in English to see how to vote in your respective state. So those are just some thoughts to do about how to vote. And by now, you know, we have, you know, 9 or 10, 9 days before the election days, and most people should know how to vote or where to vote and what things you need to do. But check your election officials about where you're, if you're living in a municipality where you have to vote by going to a polling place, to see where those voting places are. If you're living in a place where you might drop off your ballot, hopefully not in Texas where there's, what is it, only one spot per county?
Well, it could be worse. It could be California where they have fake boxes. Oh, excuse me, alternative boxes. Don't sucker for that. But I mean, you know, the other thing is check your friends. You know, one of my friends, and I want to give my kudos to Carol, because Carol called me up and said, have you voted? Did you call your other friends to vote? You know, make sure you vote. That was like a week ago. And so, you know, but we want to talk to you. So give us a call, 503-231-8187 here on More Talk Radio, your community connection. Hey, Cable's going to have some extensive coverage during the election night, so be sure to check it out. Check it out. We're going to have a few commenters, some analysts. We're going to look at the local races and see what's going on and, you know, try to keep you up to date. And so, again, the phone number is 503-231-8187. Give us a call. Talk to us a little bit about how you're doing with the deluge of facts and information, as well as how you are keeping up with the truth and not the alternative facts, you know, as they say. The truth.
Yeah.
You can't stand the truth.
You mentioned earlier.
I digress.
You mentioned earlier about, you know, being deluged by information and your social media platforms and all of being overloaded by information or what is seen as information. And one thing that people can do during these times is consider limiting your news consumption. You know,
yeah.
We don't have to necessarily keep up with the latest tweets or what's on our Instagram or binging on up-to-minute news. And like stress eating sometimes, it's, you know, it's bloating our minds with unhealthy food that will make us sick. So consider limiting your intake of news consumption. And it's okay to put down your phone or turn off your television or radio, but not while you're listening to More Talk Radio, but limit your consumptions of news. I think that might be a healthy thing to do, especially the way in which news is sent out and I think it raises anxiety level for many people.
It does. It does. It does. I mean, I'm not going to deny that. I think that's one reason why I not only skim different sources, but I look at so many different sources. That way I can find different takes on things, you know, or look at news from different areas. And speaking of news, different areas, I lived in Oregon City for a year ago, for about 3 years. And some news out of there is that, you know, they are recalling the Oregon City mayor, and one of the issues is the fact that the mayor has been accused of defying coronavirus orders. You know, and I chuckle at that because it seems that more than one person has taken their lead from our current person in chief. I don't like to call him president because he's not presidential. He's not executing his duties in a presidential fashion, basically just saying that to mean he doesn't seem to care about people and our well-being and the economy and all of that. But a petition has been filed to recall the Oregon City Mayor Dan Holliday after not only what he feels he's been vindicated against, which is defying the coronavirus order, but after his response to the Black Lives Matter protest. And so apparently there's a lot of folks who feel like there's been some negligence and abuse of power for Mayor Holliday, and that in the vacuum of ethical and moral leadership in the midst of this whole pandemic and everything else that's going on, this committee has filed a recall effort. And so having spent 3 years in Oregon City, you know, I thought I would invite some of our listeners to call in and give us maybe their take on something else. In many people's minds, not only is that an analog and an example of why we're voting Donald Trump out, but some people also feel the same way about our mayor, you know. The mayor of Portland, Oregon. That's right. So you can join us 503-231-8187 here on your Community Connection, KBOO Portland.
And as you dial those numbers and consider sharing your thoughts, you know, something that people do to sometimes lower their level of anxiety in these times when there's so much that keep us worried and up at night is, and I think people have been doing this a lot during these past few months, not only because of the elections, but also the pandemic, is turning to another way in which to deal with your time. And usually, and what I'm talking about is movies or reading or TV shows or binging on an old TV show, for example. You mentioned that you prefer not to call President Trump as President Celeste because he isn't presidential. And perhaps you might want to look back to another way in which we imagine our nation should be. So you might want to binge on a program such as The West Wing, where things were a little bit different, and where it seemed at least Aaron Sorkin dreamlike The West Wing showed us the way we imagine we ought to be.
It actually has some real humor involved too.
Yeah, and good-hearted Americans could work together with witty batter and solve problems, and it was entertaining. And you know, at the end of an hour, you felt as if your country was in good hands and could go to sleep at night. Not so much like we are today. Are you comfortable?
No, we're more like scandal today.
We're more like scandal today.
Don't get me wrong. I thoroughly enjoyed Olivia Pope's machinations because she's smart. However, you know, there was a couple of scenes where I thought, does it have to come to this? And then there was the scene where she killed the old woman. I said, you know, I think I'm sated. I'm done. You took me down a bad rabbit hole here. I don't want to go any further. And I love Joe Morton. I've loved Joe Morton since the 70s when I saw him in Brother from Another Planet, the science fiction movie. I thought, oh, this is so good.
Right. Well, he's a great actor, but as you mentioned, Scandal is scandalous.
Yes, it is.
But it also shows the more terrifying aspect of politics in the U.S. In terms of the way in which people act, sometimes violently. Oftentimes in scandal violently. So, but that may be a way in which people are able to manage the times that we are living in. So it might be scandal, it might be something like the West Wing or Madam Secretary or some old movies. My favorite movie is with like Jimmy Stewart and
Mr. Smith Goes to Washington.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Which we imagined what politics could be like.
You know, now me, I don't always tend to conspiracy. Not really. I don't. You know, I have my factual shows or other nonfiction shows, like various incarnations of Sherlock Holmes, for example. But I did get a kick out of the original Manchurian Candidate, because that seemed to explain a lot of the opportunities where we saw that the right arm and the left arm of our political spectrum were really not that different, you know. And right. The new version, the old version, the original version, starred Frank Sinatra. Elsa Lancaster and a few other folks, and the new version has Denzel Washington. And the premise is it's changed a little bit to kind of fit our modern sensibilities. They try to layer a few elements onto it. But you may want to get away from all of that entirely and to get into something a little more fanciful and, I don't know, creative, or maybe even break into song. I don't know. Well, you know, like maybe Kevin Branagh's As You Like It. Is it As You Like It that has Denzel in it also? Or is that Midsummer Night's Dream? I can't remember.
Midsummer Night's Dream.
Yeah, that's it. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But related to that, you say good breakout into song. Another way in which people are managing or living through these times is, what's on your playlist? What are you listening to? What are things that get you moving in the morning or allow you to drift into a peaceful sleep at night? You know, music is often a healing thing that people use, not only to heal their soul, but also to inspire you. So perhaps you have a particular playlist, a group of songs or things you listen to get you through the day and through the evening. It may be something as strange and odd as those of you who are in Oregon who are a certain age might remember a song by Portland-based group talking about, a song about waiting and impatience. And I'm speaking of that 1980s R&B oddity called "I Can't Wait" by New Shoes.
No, no, you didn't go there. Please tell me.
I did.
I mean, don't get me wrong. That little bouncy song will come on, and I still like it. But no,
I can't wait for the election results.
But you know what? I know you enjoy talk radio because you like to call in. But talk radio doesn't mean Cecil and I do all the talking. We want to talk to you. And I know it's Monday, and I know all of us are dealing with COVID, exhaustion, and we're dealing with election fatigue. And, you know, we've got the news overdose. And so, you know, maybe you don't want to talk about those things, but we still want to. We still want the fact that this has to be a push, you know, and I'm going to paraphrase, there it is. Okay. I'm going to paraphrase a statement by Larry Wilmore, put your distractions away and focus on us getting through this, you know. It's kind of like the last leg of a marathon. And you're thinking, well, you know, I can kind of like, if I squint my eyes, see the finish line, so I'm done. No, we're not done. We're not done. Or you might be thinking, well, all these other people have passed the finish line. I don't have to pass it too. Yes, you do. Get your vote in, call your friends, call those who might need a little help getting their ballot counted and, you know, pick them up and take them in. Or collect their ballots, and don't collect ballots from people you don't know. You know why? Because you don't want them accusing you of ballot tampering, if nothing else. You know, but you know, help out the people you know.
Right.
So, do we have a phone call?
Yes,
I've heard a series of things. Oh, good.
We have Michael on the line, but let me ask Michael. Have you voted? And if you have not, what are you waiting for? And if you have voted, were there any things that you wrestle with in deciding either a ballot measure or a candidate? Let's go to Michael.
Good morning.
Hi. Well, yes, I voted. And no, there wasn't anything I wrestled with. I was pretty clear about what I wanted to vote for. And the reason I called in was to tell you guys something that I saw on Facebook that I really liked. It was a little saying that said, artists decorate space, musicians decorate time.
Interesting. I like that. I like that.
Yeah, I do too, especially because I'm an amateur musician.
Say that again, Michael.
Oh, I just said I especially like that because I'm an amateur musician.
So how are musicians making it out during this time of COVID and limited venues?
Oh, boy, they have. I'm an amateur musician, so I don't have to try to make money doing it. I just do it for my own amusement. But they're having a really rough time from what I read. It's not good. But they've been having a really rough time ever since the internet destroyed the ability to pay for the ability to have people pay for music.
That's true.
And I can find, I can find everything I ever want to listen to on YouTube. I don't have to buy it. I don't know how they do it. I really don't.
Yeah, that is a challenge.
I know one thing that KBOO did during the Best of the Blues Festival is that we supported, we took donations in and from our t-shirts, and we split it with Music Cares and Meals on Wheels. Music Cares is a national organization, and Meals on Wheels, we did the local organization. And so I know that there have been efforts to try to help local music out. But, you know, I want to send some prayers out for our professional musicians, because, as you say, they are trying to make a living.
Yeah. It's
so
tough,
what was the one issue you cared about, or at least one of the issues that you cared about for voting?
Well, how incompetent Trump is at so many things that are so important. I mean, it's just the country isn't being run. It's just sort of staggering along on various kinds of momentum, and it's just it's sad to see.
Oh, that's so true. That's so true. So, any words of wisdom for the rest of us out here? You know, as we try to cope with all the layers of challenges we got going on.
Well, I'm maintaining a relative level of sanity by attempting to relate to the election the same way that I relate to the weather.
Ooh. Oh, okay.
It's going to do what it's going to do, regardless of how I think it should. You know, whatever weather I want, the weather's just going to happen the way it happens. I did my little piece. I voted, and you know. Now I just try not to pay obsessive attention to it.
All right.
Very good.
Thank you for that. Thank you very much for your call, too.
And you're listening to More Talk Radio here on your community radio station, KBOO. I am Cecil Prescott.
I am Celeste Carey.
And we solicit your phone calls, 503-231-8187. How are you living through pandemic, elections, and the health emergency we are all on? We just heard from Michael, who has done his duty by having voted already, and he take an attitude of, the weather and politics is going to be what it is, and we have to learn to live with it. What is your attitude? Have you voted? Or do you feel that you can change the weather or how politics come out? Let us know. 503-231-8187.
I also want to add, you know, if you are checking the news, what do you think of this whole effort of truthout.org in terms of how to try to virally spread this effort and attitude toward verifiable claims and limiting lies and false information and disinformation in the media? And, you know, to talk a little bit more about Truth Out. But, you know, I take this whole Nordic approach to the weather, and I've been of late taking this similar approach, an analogous approach to politics. And, you know, the Swedes and Danes, you know, Norwegians, all of them say there's no such thing as bad weather, it's just bad clothing. You know, you're ill prepared with your clothing. And I find that to be true. You know, I have various articles for the moment, you know, to take care of the weather, and I think we should have the same thing for our politics, you know, and we talked a little bit about that, like what are some ways to get around it. But let's go to Neil and see what's to be said, what Neil's opinion is of everything. Good morning, you're on the air.
Good morning, you two. It's a joy to hear your voices every Monday. And what I like to do for kind of comfort or an anchor is I go back and listen to a series of shows that was on KABU, and I believe on the local NPR station back in the 90s, the 1990s, and it was called Wade in the Water, and it was produced by many people, but the main person was Bernice Johnson Regan of Honey on the Rock, and that it's about a 13-part series, and I managed to tape 6 of them, and I listen to those every year without fail at least once, and she goes through the United States and different regions and talks about basically black a cappella gospel singing. And a cappella gospel is one of my favorites, whether it's mostly black, but even like the bluegrass people do it too. And I would love, I don't know how you're going to find this. The last person said you can find anything on the internet. Well, I can't find this. They did come out with 4 albums, but they don't have the beautiful commentary by Bernice Johnson Regan. I mean, she has the most lovely voice and cadence and knowledge of the subject. So, anyhow, that's me.
Yes, go ahead, Cecil.
No, I'd say that's great. It's a Wade in the Water is a 26-part series that originally produced in 1994, and you can find it if you do a search on your favorite web browser. You will find it, so you may listen to the episodes on npr.org.
Buddy, I'm
excellent. Neil, go ahead.
History and so forth. So thank you so much, and have a great day. I hope everybody makes it through.
Thank you for your call and for your excellent suggestion, too. This is your Community Connection, KBOO. And we are winding up our membership drive, our fundraising effort, and membership effort. And as we are trying to hit that financial goal, we're also trying to hit the members' goal, the new members' goal. And we're hoping that if you are a member already, you have told all your friends, your family members, and such to become a member as well of KABU. We are looking for 250 new members, people who fall in love with KABU, find us to be informative and educational and entertaining, just like you have over the years. And if you're new to Portland and you just found us, become a member and support us. If you are a long-term resident to KABU, or rather to Portland area, or Oregon, or on the web, anywhere in the world, and you've never become a member now and support us. We need your help to continue being a uniting voice, an informative voice, a truthful voice in today's media platforms. And so we welcome your partnership. You can join KBOO at www.kbo.fm/give or donate and become a financial supporter. Any amount is wonderful, and especially those people who are willing to become sustaining members. What does that mean? That means you give a monthly donation. And there's lots of ways to do it, and you can find out more by going to www.kboo.fm. This is More Talk Radio. I can't believe we've almost gone through our hour. This lets me know that people are either sleepy or at work and can't talk, or probably so kind of disjointed that they're thinking, they're talking about politics. Who cares? It's either politics or COVID or the economy. I don't want to talk about any of those. Well, you know, here's the thing. Sometimes it's not about the subject. Sometimes it's about talking to your electronic neighbor. How about that? This is your electronic fence we're talking, or your electronic coffee shop. And come on in and join the conversation. Find out what's going on. It could be fun. You never know. But you don't want to be alone. That's one thing for sure.
And those of you who have not voted, there's only a little bit over a week left. Those of you who are in the state of Oregon, it is suggested if you're going to mail your ballot that you mail it by tomorrow, the 27th, to make sure it gets in to your local county election office. But you may find boxes, official voting boxes throughout your counties and the libraries, and ways in which you can drop off your ballot, as well as the local election county headquarters. So there are many ways in which you can do these things, but as people say, it's time to vote. But let's hear what Joan has to say. Good morning, Joan. How are you?
I'm just fine, thank you, and I always enjoy your show. And I had a little trouble getting through. I was trying to call. But anyway, you were talking about music. And I have a CD by Odetta called Blues Everywhere I Go. That's a lovely thing to listen to. And I have something by Thelonious Monk called Monk's Dream, which is a really wonderful CD. And I have something called Birds of the Pacific Northwest, which has a lady saying the names of the birds, and then you get to hear the birds singing. And that's a wonderful thing to listen to when I go to sleep. And other than
that
I connect with my friends. And what else can you do? You know, the I Ching says in times of waiting, you try to be eating and drinking and being of good cheer, and just knowing that things will be what they will be.
Excellent.
That is so true.
Joan,
yeah.
I was
a little prayer doesn't help, you know, meditation, whatever keeps you sane.
Oh yeah, prayer, as you say, is a good cure for almost anything. Well, anything. And meditation.
I pray for
the
healing of this country and this planet and everybody who needs it.
Speaking of the healing of this planet, did you hear about the bishop who performed a prayer? People characterized it as an exorcism on Portland. And I thought that was
an exorcism.
Way to put it.
Oh, I don't know. No comment. I don't know what to say.
I didn't know what to say. I took it. It's just a, okay, you know, whatever works for you, you know, but I thought it was.
That's not what I mean. That's not when I say prayer. That's not what I mean. Okay.
I didn't think that's what you meant at all. I just thought it was interesting that, you know, people wanted to call it an exorcism. He said, no, that's not what I'm doing at all. I'm just praying for the unity of the city and the healing, you know, when you look at the homelessness and the frustration.
Right. Well, yeah, there's a lot of work to be done. I don't know. We do have to vote. Vote, everybody. Vote, vote, vote.
And listen to bird song.
And look at trees. As a matter of fact,
Joan, I was listening to Monk's Dream yesterday afternoon. So.
Oh, really? It's wonderful. And you can go to Music Millennium and you can buy these things, by the way, if you want to support music people.
Yes.
That's a good thing, because my Odetta forms is, I got vinyl. I don't have MP3. I have vinyl.
I like vinyl too. Yeah, it's good.
Mm-hmm. Well, thanks for calling in and reminding us that there are old, tried, and true ways of keeping your wits when all about you are losing theirs.
Right. Got to do the best we can. John Coltrane is good, too. Anyway, thanks for doing your program. I really appreciate it.
Thanks for calling, Joe.
Great.
I was about to get upset because I was going to ask where my sister's at, but she called in and good, you know. And it sometimes, you know, it seems like it's hard to get the women out and get the young people out. I guess we're going to start tweeting more.
Perhaps that's the case. But I appreciate Joan and reminding us of the healing and soothing nature of music, and in these crazy times that we are living in, music may be a resource to heal the soul and the mind as well as the body. Find something that is nurturing for you and helpful. It may not be music, it may be a book, a novel, a favorite poet, or art that nurture and feed your soul. Those are things that we need to seek as well as help us. So let's see if we can get Liz in before we go off the air. Good morning, Liz.
Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning. And thank you again for your program and for your efforts. And I just want to say that the comment of the gentleman that said he's treating the election like the weather, that it's going to do what it's going to do no matter how I think about it or how I feel about it. And that is just the best idea that I've heard in a long time, and I'm going to adopt that.
Mm-hmm.
And the day after I got my packet in the mail for voting, I sat down and studied the whole thing and voted to what I believed felt was the best decision, except the ones that I already knew how I was going to vote, and drove it down to 11th and Morrison and went in and delivered it. So I just wish everyone, I've heard so many people saying they get stressed over the election, but I think your ideas of just, you know, change your habits and don't focus on it, and let it do what it's going to do. All right. Thank you. That's all.
Well, thank you for calling.
Thank you. Thank you so much for calling, Ed. And certainly you put out the word, Celeste, for people to call and women to call, and maybe that's all that was needed. So thank you.
So it is 8:56, and we will be off the air momentarily. But any words of wisdom you want to pass on for our listeners for the beginning of the week, Cecil?
This is a new day, a new week. Take it in and receive all that the week and the day has to offer, and give to all those around you. Share your love with all those around and do good.
Okay, I like that. I would add a couple of things. First, like we said, you know, you can adopt the Nordic perspective on life and dress accordingly, because that way you're prepared. And, you know, people talk about sometimes how elements of life can be distasteful. So mm-hmm. I'm going to suggest something. This is corny as all get out, but I think it'll kind of work. You know, Mary Poppins said put a spoonful of sugar on it. So if something is served up and it's not quite to your liking, remember, you could kind of season it with your attitude, whether you want it sweet, or sour or savory, you know, or bitter or whatever your taste is that makes it not only palatable but puts you in that transcendent state of mind, apply liberally. And, you know, make it taste good so you are also a brightness and a pleasant seasoning to everybody around you. And dress accordingly. Dress accordingly.
Okay. And, you know, you just quoted from my favorite movie when I was a child, Mary Poppins. I loved it. And, yes, just a spoonful filled with sugar helps the medicine, or the election, or the virus, or other people.
Or the economy.
Mm-hmm. Or the economy.
It makes it all supercalifragilistic. You're supposed to finish it.
Expialidocious.
There you go.
Okay. Calm down. Hey, thank you so much for listening. I think I'm going to go find the soundtrack to Mary Poppins and make my day just a little bit brighter. I hope you
all
have
right,
a good
break
day.
Into song. Yes, stay tuned. Variety Hour, and don't forget to support your community connection, KBOO Portland.
Saturday, November 7th from 2 to 4 p.m. via Zoom to hear updates about the station, meet candidates running for 4 open board seats, and participate in a lively discussion about KBOO in the year 2020.